Shabbos daf kuf nun starting 6 lines from the top of the Mishnah. Leischa adam peilim b'Shabbos leyayim adam chaver leischa leyayim. A person can't hire for himself workers on Shabbos, do work for him even after Shabbos, not a Jew and not a guy. And he can't tell his friend to go and hire for him workers either. We'll see why we say the second piece in the Gemara. Ein machshichan al tchum leischa leyayim l'havi peiris. A person can't go and wait right by the tchum. So a tchum Shabbos is 2,000 amos, and if you get to that end, you could go there right before the end of Shabbos in order to go further right after Shabbos. You can't do that if you're going to hire Pilum, because since it's something you can't do on Shabbos, therefore you can't wait by the Tchum for doing that and get a head start on that for after Shabbos. In addition, you can't do that L'havi Peiris, to bring Peiris. We'll see why in the Gemara. Have a Machshichu Lishmar U'mei Peiris B'yodei. However, you're allowed to go right next to the Tchum Shabbos right before it gets dark, and you're allowed to go and get yourself a head start in order to go guard your field, which is out of the Tchum. So this way, since guarding a field is not really something that's us to do on Shabbos, therefore you're allowed to do that and get closer to it on a Shabbos itself. And once you get there, you're allowed to bring pears back with you in your hand, and there's no issa on that either. Klal Amar Bashol. Abishol says the following general rule: if it's something I could do with my words on Shabbos, therefore I could go and get closer to there and get close prior to it getting dark before the Zman of the end of Shabbos in order to get it a jump and a head start on doing that after Shabbos. Now, Abishol, there's a question. Is Abishol actually just coming as an explanation for the Tanakhama and just giving us a cloud to remember it by? And that's the way the Meiri learns. However, Rashi says a little bit different. Rashi says, Shani Rishoy lo Oymer l'chaver Oylo Nachar b'Shabbos, Lasis l'mat Shabbos. Anything that you could say to a Jew or to a guy on Shabbos in order for them to do it for that you, even Matzah Shabbos, even something that would be us to do on Shabbos itself, then Rishoy and l'hachshachlov, you could even do that before Shabbos, right before Shabbos, in order to get a head start on that. Just two quick points before we start the Gemara. The reason why you can't hire workers on Shabbos, even for after Shabbos, because that's Mimtzoy Chavtzecha, that's part of the Isra Mimtzoy Chavtzecha, which is the Isra Rabbanan, or maybe a different Kabbalah. And the second point is that we said, you now tell your friend to go do it. So Rashi says, but Gemara Parak Pshita, which is going to be the first question in Gemara that we're going to learn in a moment, Kivin to us, if he's also to do a Chaver Nami also, to Yisrael, who, if he's a Jew, then for sure he's also. Vashokha, and the person who sends it, even Mishim Lufne Evil, I see to Michal, we in Isra Lufne Evil, I see to Michal, even though that Isra is Mimtzoy Chavtzecha, and that's only Isra Rabbanan, there would still be a problem with the Eva. So we'll start with that in the Gemara. The Gemara is Pshita, Maishna, who Maishna Chaveri. Why do you have to say the ratio which says, Leishcha Adam Pelem Shabbos, and then you say, Yoyma Adam Chaveri, Lisk Le Pelem? Of course you can't do that. Amra, Papa Chavinachri, we're not talking about a Jew over here, we're talking about your friend, that's a guy. So the Gemara, Master of Asher, Asher is, Amir Lanachi Shvus, Amir Lanachi is a Mefurish Mishnah that says that you can't do it, like Rashi brings down, because Stam Rebbe Lamastisa, Nachri Shabbal Chabbos, Ein Amir Lanachi, you can't do Amir Lanachi. So of course you can't do Amir Lanachi. What's the chiddush of a Mishnah? Elam Rav Ashi, I feel him chaver Yisrael. Let's talk about a Jew over here. And Hakam Ashbel Layayim Adam Chaver Yisraeli Pailim. You can't tell your Jewish friend go and hire me workers today for after Shabbos. Avo Ayim Adam Chaver. The chiddush is we're saying an extra thing in order to tell you. However, you're allowed to tell your friend that is even a Jew. Hanirish Atam Imul Arab. Would you want to go with me tonight? And of course, both of them understand. Like Rashi says, Vishneim Yod Mishab Nasal Seichel Pulasu Maziray. That he's explaining to him, I want to go somewhere with you in order that I want to hire you as my worker, and that would be allowed to be done on Shabbos. Must see some money. Rabbi Shuman Kacha, this is going like Rabbi Shuman Kacha. The Tanya, Le'yami Adam Chaver Aniru Shetamini Milarev. You can't tell your friend that you want to go with me somewhere tonight. But Rabbi Shuman Kacha, Ima Oyma Adam Chaver Aniru Shetamini Milarev. You're allowed to do this. And Amar Rabbi Babachad Amar Rabbi Yechon Halacha Rabbi Shuman Kacha. Halacha is like Rabbi Shuman Kacha, and that's the Chiddush of a Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Babachad Amar Rabbi Yechon. My time Rabbi Shuman Kacha. What is the reason for Rabbi Shuman Kacha's din? The Chesiv Memtzoy Chavtzecha V'Dabru Dava. That the only issa is to hire someone is when you're speaking it. Also, it's only us when you're speaking here a mutter, but if you're thinking it, that would be mutter. And even though both of you understand what the kavana was, still that would be mutter. And Taisus points out that this wouldn't be mutter even to tell a guy. Now, just as a historical fact, Taisus says Rabbi Shua ben Karcha he yesh ben farish Rabbi Kiva kar Karcha shay kareach. Rabbi Kiva was bald, and that's why they called Rabbi Shua ben Karcha ben Karcha. He was the son of Rabbi Kiva, and we have a Gemara in Shmuz that says I'm Rabbi Shua ben Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, therefore, you see, he was the son of Rabbi Kiva. And this is actually pshat that Rashi brings down in a different Gemara. And he has a bunch of questions that are historical based and is also based on you wouldn't call someone by the fact that they're bald. That's not a nice way to call Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, at the end of the case, it says, the Lord of Kiva in Shachrin Haya, Sheshmai Karcha, Karcha, Hushem Adam, it's the name of a person, Kumai Kayach, just like the name Kayach, Vinoyal Habi, Kay Tanim Rabbi Shua b'nei Shua b'kiva. Now we just said that since it says M'seichav Tzechav v'dabre dava, therefore Diba is us and here Mutta. The word Diba only means speaking, but it doesn't mean to be Mahara. So Rabbi Li Rabbi Achav Baravuna Li Rava. He asked the steer to Rava. Mi Am Rabbi Yechon Diba Asa here Mutta. Is it possible Rabbi Yechon's demand number that says like Rabbi Shua m'kacha that Diba is Asa and here is Mutta Alma here Lav Kedibin Dabi. He holds that here thinking something is not like speaking. V'am Rabbi Bachan Rabbi Yechon. The same Rabbi Bachan says the name Rabbi Yechon. B'chol Makom Lut Lahara. In any place you're allowed to be Mahara in Torah. Chutz Mi Beis Hamechutz Umi Beis Hakisei. In a Beis Hamechutz or Beis Hakisei, you can't think in learning. Now, if it's true to hear is Lav Kedibin, then why can't you think in learning? The Gemara answers Shani Hasam. But they are different. But again, learning to be inon V'hoy Machanecha Kadosh V'lecha. That B'negei Torah it says you need your Machanecha to be Kadosh. It doesn't say anything about Dibur. Therefore, it's based on just having your Machanecha Kadosh, like Rashi says. V'loik Sibei Daber or Dover El Mokem Chliyoska Tehei B'Kedusha V'Taim Mashundi Yisrael Maharan Tamu Dibur Torah. Since the Klai Yisrael thinks always in Dibur Torah, therefore the entire Machanecha has to be Kadosh because you want to make sure even your hair is impurity. The Gemara says Hachanamik Siv. What are you talking about over there? B'negei Torah in the same pasuk which is in Devarim Chav Gimel it says V'Hoyem Machanecha Kadosh and then it says V'Loyer B'Chol Erev's Dava, and he uses the terminology Dava, and therefore, if Dibur is only Dibur, not Hira, L'Chayr, why can't be Mahara in a basic Kisei or basic Mechetz? The Gemara says, you're right. There's two parts of the pasuk. The first part of the pasuk, V'Hoyem Machlech HaKadosh, is going on learning, and therefore, it's even on Hira because it doesn't say Dava. When it says V'Loyer B'Chol Erev's Dava, it's not about learning in a basic Kisei or basic Mechetz, but that's like Rabbi Yehuda, Dam Rabbi Yehuda, Akam Arum, Os Likris Kriyash Makadeg. When you have a guy, even a guy that's in front of you that's not wearing any clothes, he's naked, it's also to read Kriyashma in front of him, but that's only B'negei Adibor, and specifically because here is Lav Kedibor, therefore, since it says the word Dover, it only means Dibor and not here over there. My ear in the Gemara says, Akum, why is it only a guy? I feel Yisrael Nami. The Gemara says, Enoch Nami, Loyim Bay Yikam, Loyim Bay Yisrael to Asa. Of course, for Yisrael that's naked in front of you, you can't say Kriyashma because you can have Erev in front of you. Aval Akum, Kivin Chsibbe, Asher Besach, Amerim Besarim. You might think since it called the Basa like the Basa of donkeys, therefore, Ema Shapadami will be allowed because that's not considered Erev. Kamash one that it would be us in, even in front of a guy. So Gemara says, Emech Anami, maybe there is a difference between a Jew and a guy. By Bnei Noach, when they covered their father, when they covered Noach after the Mabel, it says they didn't see the Erev of their father. Now, Bnei Noach, Noach was at that point not a Jew, he was a guy, and still it calls it an Erev. So you see, it's potentially possible to have Erev even by a guy, and that's why you now say Kriyashma in front of a guy. However, B'negei learning, there's a din on Issa of Hira, because the pasuk says V'hoyem Machanecha Kadosh, it doesn't use the terminology of Dibur. And the Gemara continues and says V'dibur mi Asur, you're saying that Dibur at least, that is Asur, for Rav Chista and Rav Nuna, they both say Cheshbon Shel Mitzvah, any Cheshbon for a Tzarech Mitzvah is Mutal L'Cheshbon Shabbos, you're allowed to make a Cheshbon on Shabbos. Rav Blaza, what are we referring to? Paiskim Tzedakah L'Aniyim and Shabbos, you're allowed to give Tzedakah for Aniyim, or tell them how much you're going to give for Aniyim, or set it up, or split it up for Aniyim and Shabbos. Rav Yaakov, Idom Rav Yechon, Mefakim Pekuch Nefesh, Pekuch Rav Shabbos, a person let us think about what needs to be done for Pekuch Nefashis or for Pekuch Rabbin, for the needs of Rabbin, that's considered a mitzvah on Shabbos. But the Ketzir, the Fakeh, Haliski Rabbin Shabbos, you could go meet and have meetings with people in town in order to think about what the Iski Rabbin is on Shabbos, even if it's not Mamish or mitzvah, but it's an Asik of Rabbin, of Shmuel Ben Achbeni, Rabbi Yechon, Hochon, Latatiyas, Vilkakasreis, Vilbeskoyes, the Fakeh, Haliski Rabbin Shabbos, you're allowed to go to theaters and to circuses and to basilicas, which were done, that was a big place, and they used to make large meetings over there, and they were done in order to speak about governmental matters, other things that were necessary for the tzibur. V'tanavim nasha mishatchan tinaikas liyars b'shabbos. You're allowed to do shidduchim for young girls to get them engaged on Shabbos. Valtin l'glam de sefer, and you're allowed to hire malami tinaikas to teach them how to learn. V'glam de umis. Also, you're allowed to hire someone in order to teach your child a umis, a profession. Like Rashi says, we know for the Gemara and Kedushin that says the hanami mitzvah the chol shein malam de umis malam de listeis um mitzvah yafin mikra b'kedushin be'ish. And the Gemara answers, Amakar the Pasuk says, you're right that you now speak things that are your needs and your desires on Shabbos, things that would be also if you would be doing these things during the weekday. However, speaking about things, even if they're things that would be also to do on Shabbos, for example, hiring a worker or hiring someone to teach your child umnes, etc., etc., all the things that we're just speaking about, giving money to Tanim, of course, you're not allowed to use money on Shabbos, therefore, that's not something that you could do on Shabbos, but you're allowed to speak about it because it's Chavetz Shemayim, it is of a mitzvah. The Gemara continues, Amar Abidu Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Chashbeni Shomalach Vishomal Bekach Mutal Chashbeni Shabbos, a person allowed to make chashbonis or calculations of malach and mabekach on Shabbos. What are these things? Rashi says shemalach. The first pshat he says is shel etza, something of an etza. For example, a thought or advice about the cost that something may cause. She'ena shleiv ein sar bekach. It's not something I need. It's not something that's needed for myself. Could go in and raise a living bias. Kach bekach tzarich loitzibay. And you tell him it's going to cost you $1 million to build this house. V'liner k'may malach malacha v'chashbeni salalu. It means like saying, what is this to you? Have ein sar ben I don't need it, and no one else needs it. Now he depreciates, like I'll explain on Amud Beis. And the example of something like this would be if you're passing by a house and you're just saying that this house would cost about $1 million to build. But it's not relevant to you. It's not relevant to your friend at this point. Others have to guess it. Ali Rabba has a guess over here. They say not for you, Ela La'acha, but it's relevant to others. Which means that even if you're talking to your friend, you're allowed to tell him, you know, you're going into a project now. It's going to cost you $1 million. And when the Gemara says Vishal Ma'abakach, Rashi and Amud Beis says could go in Shekfar. Something that already transpired, even if it's relevant for me. So I tell someone that my house cost $1 million to build, that would be mutter to build because it's only a piece of information, but it's something that already happened in the past. We have a bright exact like Shmuel. Cheshbon is sha'avru. Cheshbon is for the past. So something in the future, also the cheshbon, you now make that cheshbon on Shabbos. But shalmalach v'shalmabekach, and we turn to kufmetnon amabez. Mutter l'cheshbon, you're allowed to make a cheshbon on Shabbos. Now, this Brisa seems to be saying that if something was in the past, first it says it's us to make the cheshbon, and then the same Brisa it says shemalach v'shemabekach, it's mutter because it was in the past. So what's going on? The Gemara asks this as a steer because we're a minu cheshbon cheshbon she'enin tzrichon, that we can make a cheshbon on things that are not necessary. V'em cheshbon cheshbon she'tzrichon b'shabbos, you can't make a cheshbon on something that's necessary or needed for on Shabbos. Ketzad, what are the cases? I'm allowed to tell my friend that you should know I hired this amount of workers for working in my sada that's in the past, or I already paid $1 million to make this house, but you can't say to him, you can't tell someone I already spent $500,000 in this house, but I'm already have another $500,000 to go, and that would be also because that's something for the future. So the Gemara is asking a steer from this price to the previous price, but why do you have to ask from one price to another? Ask on the price itself, because at the beginning of the Brisa said, I can't say anything about the past. And then the Brisa says that Shemalach v'shemabekach, it would be mutter to make a cheshbon. Ela Gemara explains, Had ikur igra da gira gabe, had leka igra da gira gabe. That depends. Of course, you finished the house, you put $1 million into the house, it's completely finished. However, there's a slight difference between the cases. The case that's also to do and something that was in the past, I still have to pay my poilim. And therefore, it's something that's not completed, you're still not allowed to talk about that on Shabbos. But if it's already after I already paid off all my workers for the construction of the house, then I could speak about that because that's completely in the past. The Gemara continues, we said, you're not allowed to go near the border of the Tchum in order to do things that would be also to do on Shabbos. There was a chassid that had a wall in his field that was broken through, and he thought about it on Shabbos, and he decided that he's going to go and fix that gedda, but then he realized that he thought about it on Shabbos. Now, even though it's not also, because v'dabar dava, only when you speak, but not hear, but still, this chassid was so careful, he held back v'loy gadra, and he didn't make that get at all. That there was a nes that happened, and a caper tree came, and because the caper tree has very thick branches, it was able to close up that hole in the gedda. But you should just know that that was such a great nes, because first of all, it took care of his problem, and secondly, from that tree, because it has three different fruits, it has fruits, it has flowers and shoots that are all edible, therefore he had enough panasa for himself and for his family. A person is to tell his friend that I'm going to this city tomorrow, that even though today it's out of the Tchum and there's no Bergen, there's no huts in the path, and therefore it's actually out of the Tchum, I can't travel, but since if there were huts there from before Shabbos, I'd be able to travel there, therefore my Dibur is not actually anything that's going to be us on Shabbos. I'm allowed to even tell my friend I'm going there. So tonight we learned that on Mishnah that you're not allowed to go next to the Tchum, Tchum in order to hire Pailim right after the Shabbos to have payers and to bring payers from out of Tchum, Bishleim Liska Pailim, you could say that it makes sense to hire Pailim the Bishabbos Le Matzaga, since I can't hire them on Shabbos, therefore I can't be Machshech Lov Tchum. I can't go to Tchum from right before the end of Shabbos in order to get a head start and hire them after the Shabbos. I'll have payers to bring payers, Lema, you should say, Shem Yeshem Mechitzes maybe. What is the whole problem of bringing payers on Shabbos? Of course, you're out of Tchum, but in addition, you're also in a space where there's no Erev. So, if there would be Mechitzes, I could do it. So, what would be wrong of going next to the Tchum in order to be ready to bring the payers after Shabbos? The Gemara answers, Mishkachas Lova Payers from Mechubar. We're talking about a case where the payers were not detached from the ground, but they're actually attached to the tree, and therefore, there was no way to do it on Shabbos. Like Rashi, Sheef Shalom cuts them on Shabbos. There's no way for me to cut them off on Shabbos. I de Shum Takana to any type of Takana, and therefore, since it's us to do on Shabbos, therefore, I can't be Machshech Lova Tchum. I can't go near the Tchum prior to Shabbos being over to get a jump start on that. But the Gemara asks another question. But Rabbi Isha, Rabbi Isha has a brisa that a Machshech and Al Tchum L'Havi Tevin V'Kash. You now go near the Tchum prior to the end of Shabbos in order to bring Tevin V'Kash, which is process or whole straw. Now Bishlei Makash, it makes sense by whole straw Mishkach Slam M'Chum. We're talking about it's attached to the ground, and therefore it'll be an issur to be Kaitza. So you can't do that on Shabbos. Therefore, I can't be Machshech Lova Tchum El Tevin Heich Mishkach Slam. Why can't you go and collect the Tevin, which is already processed, therefore it was already detached from the ground, so why can't I stand next to the Tchum, because that's something I could actually move on Shabbos? The Gemara says, but Tevin Nisaria, it's talking about Tevin that smells, and therefore, since it smells, therefore it's Muchzer Machmas Gufa, there's no use for it, or Machmas Mias, and since you couldn't touch it on Shabbos, therefore you can't plan, and you can't go next to the Tchum in order to gather it right after Shabbos. Toshma, we learned in the Brisa, Machshichan Al Tchum, Lefakech, Aliska Kal, Valiska Ames, you let it go next to the Tchum in order to get take care of things that are necessary for a kala and things that are necessary for a mace. Now, even though those things are actually going to be also to do on Shabbos, the things that you're going to do for the kala or for the mace, it seems that for a kala and for a mace, you're allowed to do it and we give you a dispensation. However, aliske kala v'mace in, aliske acher, but for someone else to do the same exact maisa, loy, we wouldn't allow you to do it. So, bishleim acher dumi the kala, we could find a case that what are you doing for an acher that's similar to a kala, that for a kala would be mutter because she's a kala, but for someone else, we'd say it's also mishkachsla, Migzalei Asa. We're talking about cutting down the myrtle branches, which we use at the chuppah for a kala, and you wanted to bring it maybe for something spicy or something nice to smell. So you want to bring it. So for kala, we said it's mutter to do before Shabbos, and you can be machshech al tchum. However, for a regular person, you can't do it because since it's also to cut that, and it's a deraisa to cut it on Shabbos, therefore a regular person can't do it. El mace, my new, what is the case for a mace that you do it? Lahavi loy arum tachrika. Now we know it's talking about an arum tachrika because the Gemara actually could not. Nun Aleph from Aleph, when it brings down this Mishnah, will say that's talking about Aron Tachrichon to make sure you can bring the coffin and the burial shrouds right after Shabbos. But Victani, we learned over there, Mesin Avoloch Achaloi, and we're talking about only for a mace you can do it, but for someone else, I can't go and be Machshech HaTchum. Why can't you? Lema Shem Yeshua Mechitzis, maybe. The only Issa that the Gemara right now thinks about is an Issa of Haitzah on the Aron or Tachrichon, because the Aron is already completed and Tachrichon is completed, and there's no Issa Shabbos going on aside for Haitzah, and Haitzah, there's no problem because if there would be mechitzas there, I could carry it. So we should say you could be go next to the tchum even for a regular person. The Gemara says mace nam mishkach slo migzalei glima. The issue by a mace is not an aron tachrichon that was completed. We're talking about tachrichon that were not completed. You actually have to sew it, and that would be a problem of sewing on Shabbos or weaving on Shabbos or actually to cut the beged and make it into a beged, which might be makor patish. But in any case, there's a real issur d'oraisa, and you have no way around it. You can't make a mechitza. You can't make an erev over. And even though the Gemara doesn't say it, we have to say by the Aron, it's also talking about the Aron wasn't complete, and I have to build it, and therefore there's going to be a problem of Baina or of Makar Patish, etc. And that's why we say only for a mace you could do it. Why? Because for a mace, we don't have an Issa of Memtsoy Chavtsecha. It will be Litzerich Mitzvah, Litzerich Ekalo, Litzerich Mace. That would be Mutter. However, for a regular person, there would be no Hetter to be Machshech al Tchum in that case. The Gemara continues, Av Machshech, and we said, you're allowed to go near the Tchum before Shabbos is over in order to go out to guard your field, which is something that would have been mutter on Shabbos, or maybe papers would be able to. Since your ikka kavana was to do guarding and watching your field, which is not an issa, therefore you could even bring the papers, which we said before, which were actually attached to the ground, you could bring them after Shabbos with the hand back to your house. The Gemara is, how can you say you could cut them off the tree, even though they didn't have Abdullah? A person can't do any malacha before you make Abdullah. The Abdul, but Tfilah, you did Abdullah in Tfilah. Now you're next to the Tchum, and therefore there can't be any wine Tani, you can't do Havdalah al Kais, but however, you could have done Havdalah b'tefillah, but we don't Mishmol, Hamadu b'tefillah, even if you do Havdalah b'tefillah, Tzorach Shei Havdalah Kais, you still have to do Havdalah al Kais. V'chitim, the Havdalah Kais, Kais b'sadah mi'ika, if you can say you did Havdalah al Kais, where do you have a Kais of Yayin by the Sadah? My answer, Tigma Rav Nasan by Ami, Kamedu Rava, Bena Gita Shana. We're talking about the time of the wine press, and since there was the time of the wine press, the fields had a lot of wine in them, and it was talking, they had actually a Kais of wine at the Tchum, and he was able to make Havdalah. But Rav Amir, you don't have to say that it was talking about he had wine. It's talking about he was Mavdil b'tfilah, like we said, and even if you're Mavdil b'tfilah, that's enough. You don't have to be Mavdil Kais. In addition, that they used to do in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, that they said, Hamadu ben Kais l'chol, and that was enough, Bavdin and Tzarkhan, and then they were able to do their needs. Meaning, even though it is halacha, they do have to do Havdalah b'tfilah and Havdalah Kais, but once you do Havdalah b'tfilah, or you say these words, Hamadu ben Kais l'chol, that would be enough to do the Tzarkhan, and you could even do it in Siddur Ais at that point. Rav Ashi says, similarly, Kavin Be'er Rav Kana, when I was at the Yeshiva Rav Kana, Hava Amma, they would say, Hamadu ben Kais l'chol, Misaltin and Silti, and then they would go out and chop firewood. So here also, you could chop or cut off the pears from the tree, even though you didn't make Havdalah ala Kais, and we'll stop over here.